I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. You can begin this weekend with a chance to increase your home library at minimal cost, because thousands of quality used books will be lining the tables at the summer book sale sponsored by the Friends of Burlington Public Library. The sale includes many fiction and nonfiction paperbacks and hardbound books for adults and children, some tapes and videos, and many library discards in various categories. Or you could find a vintage classic magazine or book in the special collector's corner section. It's all organized by categories, and the inventory is one of the largest the library has ever offered for the Friends of the Burlington Public Library sale. The pre-sale is until 6 o'clock today. You can purchase an annual Friends membership at the door for $10. Tomorrow morning, the door is open to the public at 8, and the sale continues through 5. And on Monday morning, the clearance sale begins from 9 until 2. Also, nonprofits with proof of agency are encouraged to arrange to come for free books between noon and 2 on Monday. The Burlington Public Library Summer Book Sale this weekend. This evening, starting at 6, the 9th season of the Macomb Square Parkin' Cruise continues. Cars, trucks, and motorcycles from all over the area will be cruising into and parking on the Macomb Courthouse Square. It's free and open to the public. Entertainment will be provided this evening by the band American Pie. Parkin' Cruise is sponsored by the Macomb Area Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Development Corporation. That's tonight from 6 until 9, downtown in Macomb, on the Courthouse Square. In Fort Madison, tonight through Sunday afternoon, Lights, Camera, Action is presenting the film The Incredible Journey. Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. is a nonprofit group determined to bring family-friendly movies back to the Fort Madison community. The shows are all at the old Fort Players Theater at 725 Avenue G in Fort Madison. Showtimes are tonight at 6:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2, and in the evening at 6:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2. It's all free and open to the public, though a $2 donation is suggested to help them pay for the next showing of a movie. The Incredible Journey being shown at the Old Fort Players Theater this weekend. The Buchanan Center for the Arts, in conjunction with Monmouth College, is presenting Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach tonight and tomorrow afternoon at the Wells Theater on the Monmouth College campus. Written in 1961, James and the Giant Peach was adopted into a film of the same name in 1996. The plot centers on a young English orphan boy who enters a gigantic magical peach and has a wild and surreal cross-world adventure with 6 anthropomorphic insects he meets there. The performance will be directed by Ivy Becker, who just graduated from Monmouth College last weekend with honors in theater. The production will feature 58 children aged 7 through 17. Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach, a limited number of tickets, will be available at the door. Performances are tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, once again at the Wells Theater, at 700 East Broadway on the Monmouth College campus in Monmouth. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday afternoon at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, Choral Dynamics of Galesburg, a local performance group dedicated to helping the community through music, presents From Alligators to Zebras. The performances benefit Stonehays Center for Independent Living. Stonehays's mission is to help individuals or family members with a disability find the resources and support needed to live the quality of life they deserve. The program is priced at adults $15, students 13 to 18, $750, and children 12 and under are free, though there's a limit of 4 children per family. From Alligators to Zebras, presented by Choral Dynamics of Galesburg at the Orpheum Theater tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock in Galesburg, the Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra brings its 2011-2012 season to a close with the traditional free concert on the lawn. It takes place on the south lawn of Old Main Hall on Knox College's campus in downtown Galesburg. It is a free outdoor open-to-the-public concert event for the whole family. This year's program will consist of popular selections requested by previous audiences, including Over the Rainbow, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Streamliner by local composer Dan Godsell, music from the musical Chicago, and, of course, John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. It will be part of the 27th Annual Concerts on the Lawn, featuring the Knox Galesburg Symphony Orchestra, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock on the south lawn of Old Main on the Knox College campus. Also on the program, guest soloist Torin Bakke, the 2012 Midwest Young Artists Junior Competition winner. The young clarinetist will be playing Stamitz's Concerto No. 3 with the orchestra. KGS souvenirs, hot dogs, popcorn, and other snacks and refreshments will be available. There will be prize drawings as well. The public is invited to bring the family, the lawn chairs, and a wish to relax and enjoy great music in a beautiful outdoor Knox College campus setting. And that's not the only classical music happening this weekend in the Tri-States. On Sunday evening at 5 o'clock at the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium on the Monmouth College campus in Monmouth, the Monmouth Civic Orchestra will be performing, directed by Richard Cangrow, a professor at Western Illinois University. The orchestra is made up of professionals and community members who are dedicated to presenting quality orchestral literature. This weekend's program includes the Symphony No. 5 of Franz Schubert's Nimrod, from Sir Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations, the famed Blue Danube Waltz of Johann Strauss the Younger, and music from Orpheus in the Underworld by Jacques Offenbach. The Can-Can from Orpheus in the Underworld by Jacques Offenbach. It's on the program at a free, open-to-the-public concert of the Monmouth Civic Orchestra, Sunday evening at 5 o'clock at the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium at 700 East Broadway on the Monmouth College campus in Monmouth. Coming up this Wednesday, the Brown Bag Concert Series in downtown Macomb continues, featuring entertainment for the young and young at heart. Pack or pick up a picnic lunch and take a break during the noon hour to listen to some of the area's best talent. This week's Brown Bag performance features Dana's Dance and Tumbling Studio. The Brown Bag concerts are sponsored by the Macomb Area Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Development Corporation. That's Wednesday afternoon at 12 noon at the gazebo in downtown Macomb in Chandler Park. And as always, if you have any questions or need any more information about any of the events we've talked about today, be sure to check out our events page. Just go to our webpage at tristatesradio.com and then click on the tab that says events. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.